Tony has done just a tremendous job in taking charge of this effort and what he's done and bringing the group together. We really have to give him some applause and thanks on behalf of the community for what he has done and helped us really see and accomplish, because what we're going to see in the future here in 3 to 5 years, I think a lot of us have waited on for a long time for the community. And so I just want to thank Tony for his work. And if you all will join me, Tony Pence, director of Downtown Moorhead.
I do want to mention the antique market that'll happen right here on the 3rd and the 4th of March. We have, for the first time, some celebrities doing appraising. I don't know if you watch Kentucky Collectibles or not, but Tom Clark and Richard Mook from that TV show will be here doing appraisals for antiques and collectibles, and they'll be doing that for free. So that's a pretty good deal. You know, 4 years ago in the late summer of 2014, we had some of the folks in this room were at some of those meetings we had to look at a 2025-year long-term plan for downtown Moorhead and Round County. And the first piece of that long-term plan was the downtown area. So we began the process of what do we got to do here to make this happen. And so the New City Group had been speaking for several years about doing a tax increment financing district. And it came to pretty clear right off the bat it was going to require that, something of that nature, to have that type of an impact to move us forward. So what we had at that time was the university, MSU, St. Clair, the tourism. Anyway, we put $20,000 into that initial plan, and we invested in a survey. You may remember the survey, and the Vision Moorhead took a hold. And then as we began to see that, we thought, well, a hotel may work in downtown. So we, tourism stepped up, keep with the leadership, Mr. Capus and the Tourism Commission. They anteed up the money to hire Pinnacle Advisory Group from Boston to come in and do a hotel analysis of our downtown area. And that turned out to be positive too. So after we had the Commonwealth Economics and the Pinnacle Advisory Group come in, we do these analyses and we find that this is going to work. It appears that we're going to work. So we take it to the city council and the fiscal court to back our play here to move this forward. And so if there's really any credit to be given in the end for what's happening here with the TIF board, the special fund, if you will, it was organized by an interlocal agreement between the fiscal court and the city government. And so after about a year of discussing with hoteliers and developers and that sort of thing, what we've came to is we've come across Luckett and Farley, a group that's going to help us maximize this TIF district and do more than just hopefully build a hotel. There's a whole lot more to it than that. And so it has a minimum spend of $20 million. We don't have pictures on paper yet, but we're getting to that. We have a pretty strong group here, and I'm going to let Eric talk to you about his firm. But every meeting we've had with Luckett and Farley here in Moorhead, the principals of the company have been here. So they're sitting here at this table with us today. And with that, I want to introduce you to Eric Andrew, the CEO of Luckett and Farley.
Good afternoon. Certainly an exciting day, and we're very excited to be here. I'll tell you a little bit about our firm. If you haven't heard of Luckett & Farley, we're an architecture, engineering, and interior design firm. And we have the distinction of being, we think, the oldest continuously operating architecture firm in the nation. So we've been around a while, and we've focused on design over that time. In the recent history, as I became in charge of this firm, I had an idea that we wanted to offer not only a comprehensive design service to our clients, but we wanted to do other things that would help our clients realize their dreams and their visions. And so we've been implementing some of those things in our recent history. One of those was to provide development services. We, like you all, kind of have seen changing economic times and funding sources waning. And so the notion of being able to help deliver a project in addition to designing the project, we thought would be of great value to our clients. And development being the kind of the most comprehensive approach to that, where we can work with you to understand what your vision is and then design it, construct it, operate it, manage it, and help with the financing as well. So that's just something that we wanted to do for our clients, and you all are the perfect example of how that really does come to fruition, and we can, again, bring that comprehensive approach to help you all realize your vision as well. So that's kind of what brings us to the table. I've got with me a couple of gentlemen from our office. John Whitney is an architect and our director for higher education, but you all probably remember him as the facilities architect at Moorhead. So as he was transitioning out of that job, we certainly were happy and to have him come join us. So John is, he brought us to the table, introduced us to Tony and the TIF board and all of you all here. And so John is going to be heavily involved in this project as a primary designer. Also with me is Tim Pitcher, next to John. Tim is our president for the development company. Tim brings a lot of creativity and innovation to the development world. Developers kind of get a bad rap, not unlike lawyers and other professionals, but he is a really creative, innovative developer who's bringing some really unique ideas to the table. We've done a lot of projects in the area and out of the area, and we think we're really uniquely qualified to be a good partner with you all in developing this project. I'll say one other thing about our approach here. We don't know what this looks like yet. That's what we're getting ready to embark upon, discovering what that is. We think this is a viable project and we're really excited about the potential. But what I think makes us different and our approach different than any others you've thought about working with is we want to understand what this wants to be for Moorhead. We don't want to bring a conceived notion. You know, just a brand, hotel brand, is not going to be as effective as it will once we understand with you all what this wants to be. And we want it to be totally appropriate and unique for Moorhead. We want it to be your living room, your destination, and really work with all the partners in this community to maximize the potential of what this project can be and all the other projects that we may be able to realize utilizing the TIF district. So having said that, I think that's kind of where we are. That's who we are. We're excited to get started and really look forward to understanding what this wants to be as we work together.
TIF's not a tax on anything. What it is, you create an increment. If you made $100,000 in 2016 and you get to $200,000 in 2017, you have a $100,000 increment. And that increment's what we're working with. It's not a new imposed tax on anyone. Yeah, what we signed on today is that 1 year is the pre-development period is 1 year. They have up to 1 year to come back with the thing. It can be shorter, and we hope that it is. And then post that, you know, we've got a couple years after that. So we should be looking at projects very soon, I would think, you know, with all of that.
It's pretty simple, really. What we want to do is to try to help Moorhead come back to what it used to be combined with what the future is bringing it. So the hotel is an idea that everyone grabbed a hold of pretty quickly because of the obvious nature of that a hotel that can bring to the downtown area would do. But it's actually much more than that. We want to think about this comprehensively in terms of its impact on the downtown. So things like facade improvements in the area of downtown, restaurant supporting with the hotel, potential parking garage, which would allow more centralized parking in these amenity areas in the downtown, multifamily residential in the downtown area, which is sort of dispersed over the years to help to concentrate that. We hope to work with both the university and the hospital, two large impactors in this community, as well as new potential businesses coming into the community. So what we're talking about here is not putting up a hotel. If that was what the goal was, then that could have probably been accomplished in a different way, but the impact would have probably been minimal in terms of transformational. So the point of this, the goal of this, is much more comprehensive. And it's also, I want to say a couple words on the TIF. What it does, and for those of you who don't understand, and for even those who do, to help explain to other people, is it based on this growth, this new investment growth, the creation, those taxpayers that are coming in, that are intentionally coming in under the rules, no new taxes of that, but rather taking a portion of what that new revenue is coming in to help the infrastructure and to help the city itself instead of going, you know, in any other direction. So the incentive focuses on the area that you're improving, and it's not about raising anybody's taxes. In fact, it's actually just the opposite, which is sort of reducing, if you will, the tax burden by diverting it to helping the actual project. When we look at projects like this, the key ingredient for success is the community's support and understanding what you're attempting to accomplish here as a group. And there's nothing more refreshing when you get a unanimous support, which is what we saw. We saw a unified vision of what they want the downtown to be. Maybe not all the details, but the general feeling. And so this project, its scope and size is yet to be determined, but we have a pretty good idea of the types of things that make downtowns successful, because we've dealt in a lot of them. And we know what this community has as assets, and we're trying to focus that on this project to rally the town. So that's the goal. We got essentially 12 months to get that plan together in terms of understanding how we're going to proceed and who we're going to proceed with and why we're going to do it. And you'll see that start to unfold. Hopefully it does go faster, but that's the timeline we're expecting to be able to really start to talk about what this really means. And so the next time we meet, you'll start to get a better idea of what that could be.
Guys, this is really exciting. It's a very exciting time for our community. This is our way of all of us being involved in deciding how we want to grow. So important. We're the only community of our size in the state who has taken this on. So we're the leaders, once again, proud to say. We do that a lot with all of our entities here.
I always like to end with saying something about what makes this community so unique. I was told by somebody that was involved with this process early on that when they went to talk to people about this, about pursuing the TIF, we were told, you can't do it, you're too small. So that tells you something about the people in Moorhead and the commitment to making this a better place, and the kind of thinking that goes on here, and that we don't take no for an answer, because we know what we want and we're going to do what we need to do for this community. So that to me is very impressive. It's not that just we're the first or we're thinking ahead. We were told no, and we did it anyway. And I think that's the story of this community.